Representatives of Alaska Marine Line say they are still investigating why Haynes roll-on, roll-off ramp partially sank last week at Lutac Dock. AML's Adam Anderson told the Haynesboro Assembly Tuesday that repairs to the ramp tank are ongoing.
And we've been meeting with our operations people and our maintenance people to fix a couple of holes that we have discovered after we've uprighted the tank, and going to be doing some welding.
Anderson said they anticipate the work will continue into next week. He said the damage did not interfere with this week's barge delivery, but the company is coordinating with the harbor master to create a backup plan for freight delivery.
But in the event we had an issue, I asked if we were able to use the pass-pass operation adjacent to the new ramp that's been built, and to see if that's a possibility.
But the failure of the ramp has added to the intensity of the debate around the Lutac Dock phase redevelopment plan. There was agreement that the dock is in need of renovations, but how the estimated $30 million project is financed and how it will be used is up for debate. Members of the public weighed in.
We need more public comment from all the stakeholders, which includes all residents, and not just those who are promoting a particular economic agenda or fishing for, what could be pie in the sky economic opportunities.
Haynes is strategically placed for freight transport to the interior, and we need to use that. We have it at the tips of our fingers. If we don't all come together and start planning and start talking with intent to progress.
Where is the process? How is the assembly considering a resolution in support of the beginning phases of a four-phase alternative without even seeing plans or cost estimates for all the phases? How can we talk about phase one and two without discussing phases three and four?
So I'm asking that you pass this resolution because I'm also looking at starting businesses here for the community. But if I can't get my product out or got to worry about losing it or anything like that, why invest?
That was Eric Hawley, Diane Lapham, Shannon Donahue, and Jerry Ashcraft speaking their minds at Tuesday's borough meeting. Phase one of the Lutac Dock redevelopment plan involves filling in the tidelands adjacent to the existing ramp. Phase two involves demolishing the old dock and putting in a bulkhead. Both phases are estimated to cost close to $26 million. Many residents expressed concern over the assembly voting on a resolution to support the redevelopment plan before several more scheduled town hall meetings, citing a lack of public input. So Assemblymember Caitlin Kirby introduced an amendment to support only phases one and two, or finalizing the plan and demolishing the dock. The last two phases would develop the uplands above the dock for more space, but the details of those improvements and uses are to be determined. The borough voted 5-1 on that amendment, with Assemblymember Kale Tyneman voting against. She said renovating the dock, or phase two, should be funded and prioritized first. The assembly will also need to finance the project. Haynesboro is considering borrowing from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, known as ADA, a state development arm that often finances mining and development projects. But Haynes resident Jessica Sakta spoke out against that idea.
This little borough might not want to get into debt with ADA for untold millions of dollars to develop an ore port at 3.5% interest. A professional mining analyst in the Yukon tells me that there are no mines in line for the proposed Haynes ore port. A couple of possible mines are in early phases, but most mines never go into production. And the Yukon mines that are in production already have more convenient ports in Hyder and Skagway.
The next town hall on the future of the Lutac Dock is slated to be held at 6:30 p.m. Thursday via Zoom. Details are on the Haynesboro calendar. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.